Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
It's so dark in LA. What's happened today? I don't know. The sun is going down in LA. Weather is still crazy. It's just so beautiful and so warm. But somebody told me that two more days and that Thanksgiving will be freezing. I have a great guest in my studio, Ilona Europa, your host for the last 3 years. Accent On is always here every Monday, 6 till 7 Pacific time on LA Talk Radio. Channel One. That's very, very important. We are live. We are also right after on iTunes, Stitchers, and we are also on LA Talk Radio archive page, which I will say only thank you for downloading and thank you for listening. And I think it's time to start my very, very cool, exciting show because I just met very, very cool woman who will be my friend. Forever. She has spark that is even, I think, bigger than mine. And I think I sparkle and spark so crazy strong, especially before our holidays. But now she's got the same energy. I will be fighting for microphone and we'll be fighting for attention. We will be like the two of us, you know, in one gorgeous bodies. Okay. Hello, Ellen.
Hello. You are the queen. I serve at the pleasure of a queen today.
Okay. You can be the queen from another country. I will be the one from Poland, and you can be the one from America. Okay,
I
girl.
I will be the one from
we'll
America.
We'll be sharing the two continents. Yeah, I'm Ilona Europa, of course, and your name is?
I'm Ellen Rohr, the plumber's wife turned business makeover expert.
I will say only one thing. This woman has so much great advice that she can give it to us, and she can change our lives around, change our way how we think about a business, about failure, about picking up yourself from the moment when we feel like nothing will work anymore, then just undistract ourselves from something what distracts us. Is the word undistract? I don't think so, but I made up one. I like it.
It'll work.
It will work because, like you say, anything can work if you set your mind into it and just don't get distracted too much.
Yes, and sometimes distractions are a wormhole that gets us where we want to go faster. So we're going to talk about when distractions take us off track and when it's really inspiration that's moving us faster to where we want to go.
I like the second part much more. And that's what I'm doing all my life. Like, yes. I mentioned, I never question anything about my life, but this is my way of living my own life. Just some people call this pushing my life forward, and sometimes too much. To me, it's nature of mine. I need to push everything forward. If I stay in one place, I feel like I'm losing something. But that could be mental issue. Then I don't know. It's one or two. Anyway, okay, Ellen, you are here for almost 1 week in LA. We'll be coming back. And I know that we have wonderful, wonderful friend of our show, Jeremiah Higgins, who is also our co-host on the televised show and the on-camera show. Then please, in 1 hour, everybody needs to switch from channel one to video channel. I am very honored to have my own video show on LA Talk Radio. Only a few shows are taped, and I think our are very, very entertaining, and we are bringing amazing guests. But once a month, we'll be having Jeremiah Higgins bringing his own wonderful guest and co-host with me. Is this true?
It is true. And hello, Ilona. Thank you for having me back.
But you are not only co-host. You have your own show and you are a businessman. You are more than I can even describe, because we try to be very shy here or pretend that we are sometimes very, oh, I don't want to say, I don't want to. No, here we are saying everything. Jeremiah, I, of course, post the links for your show. And could you tell us a little bit, because you have so many hats on your head. You are a businessman. Let's talk about first about that.
Sure.
Yes.
I own a company called HJL Group, and we open restaurants and bars. And we also open, we worked on hotels. We work on product placement if you have a hospitality product. But really, you know, I help people realize their dream in the restaurant business. So that's what I do.
Boy, I'm hungry. I am so hungry. I have a dream. If I could right now eat in one of your restaurants, which one you will say I'm supposed to go to? And well, what I supposed to eat tonight?
I actually was just at a test kitchen this last week with the chef for Azure Grill. It's North African Mediterranean.
Wow.
Which I'd never had before.
No.
We had this fatir. This amazing fatir, if you haven't had one.
Fatir. What is fatir?
It's almost like a pizza, but it's wrapped. So it's really this thin pizza crust
in
a pizza oven. So it gets crisp and brown.
Outside and inside. What says inside?
Inside, you can put all different sorts of things. So you can do desserts. You can do apples.
How big is this?
It's however big you'd like it.
But big is good.
You almost make like a little pocket. You know, and I'd say it's, you know, maybe 8 inches by 8 inches, and then you chop it up, and everybody gets a piece.
But you dream come true for me.
load it with meats. It's so good.
Where is this restaurant?
Grill in Redondo Beach. Will be opening in January.
Wow, everybody! I hope people just have some notes.
I tried 80 entrees and appetizers.
80?
80.
You are really pretty thin man for 80 of them.
Yeah.
Wow. Again, could you give us an address? That's very good. We can give them a little bit.
It's on PCH, 1800 PCH in Redondo Beach.
Okay, yeah, wonderful. We'll and open. Name of the restaurant is?
Azure Grill.
That sounds really hot.
Really good food.
And I love you because today you brought this wonderful lady, my friend, my sister right now, you know, my soulmate when it comes to friendships. And I don't know what we'll do. We'll fire up everything here.
Ellen, she is the business makeover expert.
Oh, gosh, you know, can you make over me also?
There is no need.
I just love her. I just love her. Probably I can get some improvement, you know. But the plastic surgeons are more and more expensive here. Then maybe we'll not do that. But when it comes to brain and when it comes to rethinking certain things in my life, I would love to learn a lot from you. And, you know, everybody has something to offer. And we really have, we're having here Ellen because she needs to give us some advices, a really important advices that we can then very fast go to her website, which is
EllenRohr.com, ELLENROHR.com/Ilona. I've got a special gift for your listeners.
Okay.
We're going to give away a little distraction webinar because I may get distracted before we go through all of the conversation. And so I made sure that we put great content together for your listeners.
Aww.
ELLENROHR.com/Ilona.
Ilona is I-L-O-N-A. The lots of kisses will be behind it. And then you have really good and very impressive press kit. And I think people need to stay a little bit longer because sometimes nobody has attention span. Even in listening to the music, and obviously I'm a singer, then I know if the first 20 seconds of song doesn't grab people's attention, they are switching to another channel. In our beautiful American country, in Europe, we are developing song, and sometimes the best things happen in the last moment of the song, but here will never happen. And that's what brings me my Polish connection and my Polish roots and European way of thinking into my wonderful guest, also who is bringing another topic to our show. We have a star, we have an actor, we have a producer, we have a really gentleman who... it's like a bear, but when you look at him, you first thought is, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? Will he hurt me because I just messed up something? But really, that's what people want you to play on TV or in movies when they see you. What is your name? And because that's need to be accented. Could you tell us your name?
Yes, my name is Adi Spector. Thank you for a great introduction, obviously.
And we both are originally from Poland.
We are. I'm actually from Legnica. Left a long time ago, 1988, during the communism escape. And never. I went back to visit, but, you know, not to live there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? You don't love Poland anymore?
I love Poland, but...
Things are changing in Poland?
Things are changing, true. But, you know, after a while, when you leave,
yes.
you get used to certain... You leave, you get used to certain way of living, certain people, you accustom certain things, you know. Now I live here, you know, like the weather, you can't beat
I
the
know,
weather here.
But you know? Can have both. You can be in the winter in LA and then, boom, going to summer into Europe, which
that's,
is amazing.
That's
there.
True, that's true.
That's what I want to do. You know, I love America, I love Poland. I just cannot choose between both countries. I love both of them. But I think if you have a choice, then it will be good to just mix and match.
No, definitely.
Your lifestyle.
I love traveling, you know. As a matter of fact,
yes.
this Christmas, I'm going to Australia for 2 weeks.
Australia? That's
yeah. business
far?
Or pleasure?
Pleasure. Escaping yeah. the winter, going to the summer.
You moved to Los Angeles in 1999, yes?
Correct.
And
correct.
We were talking about nice part to being both countries and weather and stuff like that. But now you really, really settled and you know that that's your place forever?
Well, that's my place, but it doesn't mean that I'm not going to move ever. And if I'm going to have a project in Poland, for example, for
yes.
a few months. I don't mind living there and so on. Having said that, I think I do know life in L.A. the best because I've been here
time.
For a long time, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We want to know a little bit your past, your the best things that you think people need to know about you. We know a little bit or a lot. You also had some great, great appearances in Scandal.
Yes. It was episode fourth in the fifth season, so I was on that.
That's the hottest show on TV,
it is,
then,
it
you
is
know?
Hot.
Whatever we say, we need to mention.
Very nice people on the set. It was awesome.
And
was
if really we nice. Rewind your life to 1999, if you can just tell us what was the coolest part of this period that you are...
You know, I think the coolest. I think every period of your life has something cool about it because this is how you grow. This is how you learn. So even if you fall on your face and at that time you feel, you know, that your life doesn't go the way you wanted it to
yeah.
go, it's just a period that you learn from it and then you can actually grow. So,
yeah.
you know, it was fun to experience the new environment, to move to a new country, to learn how to, you know, how people think, how people behave, how people party, for example, you know, because like in LA,
yeah.
the closing everything at 1:30. It was in Europe, it doesn't happen
never.
That way,
yep.
you know.
Never.
So
I think right now everything is closed like at 8 p.m. because I'm getting older and I'm afraid to leave my home after 6:30.
Yeah.
Then I don't know what's going on in my life, but okay, but when it comes to your art, when it comes to your movies, when it comes to your acting, you know, please give us few nice examples.
I think you know when everything started to come together for me when I decided not to wait for a phone call from an agent or a casting director.
I cannot believe you turn it off your
myself.
Phone on the 1 hour. Normal actors will have every time phone on because what if somebody is calling you? But you are like that. Whatever.
No. Not
okay.
the phone. Yeah. So I started to produce my own things and I did film. It's called Day Job that actually is right now on YouTube as well. I picked up my cello because I do play cello. I played for 10 years. I had a long break, but I decided to show my sensitive side because usually they cast me as a thug, as
killer.
Raper, human trafficker, for example. Those are the roles.
Maybe this is your beard.
Maybe.
Did you ever take it off?
Yes.
And still they were casting you saying, where is your beard? We
want no, it. Actually, I have it off. I have a commercial
I
now.
Love your picture without one.
Thank you. There's a commercial right now for Slim Jim. that runs all over the TV, all the channels, at least cables. I know the cable for sure runs it. So I don't have a beard, yeah. And I play a Russian cosmonaut.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
they send you very high up.
Very high up. It seems like it, though.
And tell us, because I know that you produce your own movie, then we need to know the name of the movie. We need to know how to watch the movie.
Well, my last film, How to Rob a House, right now is on YouTube. So,
do we want to learn how to
rob a house? I don't know if from this film you can actually learn, because it's a fail after fail after fail.
Oh, we love already this topic. Okay, yeah, failure so into how to rob.
It's actually a comedy.
Of course.
/ horror. This is like a horror comedy.
You want to make sure you clear your history after that one,
right? Right. So, yeah, so this one is finished. I finished. We actually got, in Barcelona, I got screenplay, best screenplay award for that one. In San Diego Mobile Film Festival, we got fourth place for that film. iPhone Film Festival, because I shot the film on an iPhone.
Wonderful.
So on the iPhone Film Festival in Beverly Hills, we got second place.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Did they give you 6S?
I don't know what 6S is.
The newest iPhone. They're supposed to give you. That's supposed to be price also.
Oh, yeah. That what you mean. No, I had to buy that one.
I know. That's what I was saying. You need to write to them. Somebody need to write to Apple and just say, you know, they were supposed to give you. If you do this so well on the iPhones, I have a 6, but it's great videos, really good.
Right, on 6, actually on the 5S I did How to Rob a House. On 6 I did A Miracle of Hanukkah, which we are having right now in the post-production. Hopefully will be done by the end of this month. And this one is, I would say, gay Jewish drama with a twist.
Everybody will be offended, everybody will be happy.
Perfect. Either gonna like it or gonna hate it. Okay. I don't know. But they're gonna talk about it.
Yeah, but love and hate, this is really the same feelings.
True.
I don't know. It feels like it. Okay, wonderful. We'll be coming back and we'll be talking a little bit more on our video show, and everybody can see us. We are really hot looking people. Then please, in 30 minutes, please switch to video channel on LA Talk Radio from 7 till 8. We'll be having our conversation all over again, and we'll be hitting up different topics. Right now, Jeremiah.
Yes,
I don't want you to be too comfortable. You had a very, very long day. I know that you were taping your own radio show, and our guest was also your guest. And we need to know how you both met. And really, when it comes to radio, I'm perceiving you like a little bit somebody who maybe knows something more than I do, because you're doing different type of the show. My show is like a little not scripted. I'm hoping it's more like conversation with friends who just met. With you, you are businessman again. You know what you want from life. You go after that. You have plans in life. You know why you are doing certain things. Then radio must be the reason. Why did you start a radio show?
I started the radio show because I speak so clearly.
You do? No.
And I belong on radio, not television. So
No.
You're giving me way too much credit as far as the show. We have a lot of fun on the show. Yes. And I'm serious all day long. I mean, I'm teaching and instructing various people about how to run their restaurant business the right way or correctly. And so the radio show to me was a way that I could show a less serious side, and also the fun. There is so much fun in a restaurant that happens behind the scenes with the staff, the management, the owners. I mean, maybe it's not always hilarious or fun, but afterwards, when you reflect back on the pain you went through, it's kind of funny.
It's life. It's like an ER almost.
Yeah, and there are so many great people that come through a restaurant. I mean, I think everything happens in a restaurant, you know, from great actors that come into the restaurant and eat and then cause this flurry behind the scenes of everyone trying to impress them or bring them the perfect meal. and to the servers in the side stations getting nervous because they've got this great actor in the in their restaurant.
I mean, people getting married, divorced, the family hating each other, but they pretend that they love each other because they have dinner together. What a stories! I just
there
love
are so
it.
So many stories.
You are right,
and that's why I do this.
I love it. Okay, but we have you, especially on our video show, because we have some little ideas, and we want to mix and match our guests. They are pretty, pretty great quality guests, if I can say. And then today we have Ellen on our show, on both shows. How did you both meet? And you can just start asking questions, because I know you know so much about Ellen's business. Ellen's
I was
mind.
Lucky enough to have Ellen on two shows today.
Woo!
In Santa Barbara. We spent pretty much the entire day together. We haven't even stopped to have lunch or dinner yet.
Me too.
We're having so much fun. And your energy is infectious. So you woke up.
I woke up too. Addy, did you wake up?
Now.
Not yet. All right. Yes, then.
The two of you, Ellen and
too much.
Alona, in the
we
room
have a lot
together.
Of energy. You are a soul sister. Yeah. I think we blew up the studio earlier. That's why the lights went out.
Then how did you meet?
We met, actually today is the first time we've ever met in person.
Mm-hmm.
But we met through a connection in town here, a lady that works in film and television, Sheila Conlon of the Conlon Company.
We cannot wait to have her on our show.
She's a great guest.
She is looking forward to that.
That would be great. Okay, but we have this beautiful lady. Everybody can see in 30 minutes. And she's just teaching people the way how she entered the business. That's very good life story. And I don't know if Jeremiah wants to talk about that, or you, Ellen, will tell us. What's happened to your husband's business?
I'll tell the story.
You tell us.
She's got a great story.
I have had about a million jobs. So many of my jobs were restaurant jobs when I was a kid. But I've done everything. I was a ski patroller. I used to throw bombs off mountains and cause avalanches. I taught windsurfing.
Don't say this out loud.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. Well, we have to be careful.
Light will go off again. I don't know.
It was avalanche control. But, I've had a million jobs, and so many of them were in the restaurant. And I agree, all life lessons can be learned in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. If you ever worked in a restaurant, you have an idea of customer service that will serve you the rest of your life. So we had fun exchanging those stories. But as I was moving, I had a baby, and you know how that is.
Yeah.
It makes you a little more serious, because I was never serious before then.
I was born very serious.
No. So that's when I thought I better get a career going, and I became a restaurant manager. And then my husband, the plumber, his name is Hot Rod.
Hi.
So, hey, baby, what's your name? Hot Rod. Okay,
I'll take it. Stunt driver, right?
Stunt car driver when he was a kid, and that was his nickname, but he was a plumber. And I thought that was the selling feature. I thought plumbers made a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I'm going, my mom, he's the Hot Rod. Yeah, but he's a plumber.
Everybody is a good plumber.
That was my selling feature. But then he had a partner in his small dirty jobs business, right? Mm-hmm. He had a plumbing company, and his partner worked himself into a health crisis, and at age 33, he just died. So here's his best friend who just got all worked up about work, and this happens. People sacrifice their health and their relationships for their business. And he died, and my husband was heartbroken, as was I. And I said, I tell you what, I'm going to quit my real job. I'll come work with you. You turn wrenches. I'll count the money, and we'll make millions.
It'd be so easy.
It was awful. It was awful. We hated each other. There was no money. So I found a mentor, and this is the Polish man.
I just love this connection.
His name is Frank Blau. His family is from Poland.
Franek. That will be Polish Franek. Way. Franek, Franciszek, Franek.
Yeah.
Hi, Franek.
He will love this. So I found him in the pages of Plumbing and Mechanical magazine. I'm sure you subscribe to this magazine, right?
All right. Okay. Maybe I'm supposed to.
No, it's every trade has a magazine.
Of course.
So this was the one that I found this guy, and I called him up and asked him to help me, and he did. In fact, he used to just hit me with a brick all the time. He thought I was the dumbest person in the world for not taking his advice. And here was his advice. This is world-changing.
Okay, advice number one, Ellen.
This is my best. This is all I got. Charge more than it costs.
I love it. Is this not capitalism, what it's about?
Yeah. Well, then when you do that, you can manufacture your own money. And in any country across the world, that is a universal way of expanding your freedom.
Okay.
So you can make your own money. You're going to be more free than someone who can't do that. And so you know, I was a little bit thick-headed at first, but I started to take his advice, and we turned our little company around, and we made money. It was great.
But the $40 million that I read on a website, that's what caught my attention.
Okay, well, I'll cut to the chase.
Even
then.
The four will be good, but the zero, that's really impressive. How did you get whoever you got there?
Well, my husband and I, after we turned our company around, my husband said to me, you know, I like working all by myself. I guess I was a little too bossy for him.
Okay, husbands.
I love him, and that, you know, there's no wrong Poor in Jeremiah. Any of it. Yeah, it doesn't. You know, you get to do what you want. That's another thing. It's another rule. Do what
it's
you
tough.
Want. Just do what you want to do. We'll be fine. So he went off, but I wanted to know if I could grow a bigger business, and I ended up connecting with some venture capitalists, and we grew Benjamin Franklin, the Punctual Plumber, and that company.
Is this not some competition to your husband's business?
There's room for all.
I like that. Okay, that's advice number two. People, don't get attached to your own little tiny world or big world. It's a place for all of us to grow.
It's for all of us
I like
to grow.
That.
Yeah, plumbing's never going to go
and
away.
And you smile a lot because you just don't care. You care to grow your own self.
There's plenty. You know, I can feel from you. There's abundance, right? We can have whatever we want.
Yes.
And so I grew that company and I learned a lot from that experience. I left there 10 years ago, but I just started another dirty job. I'm a dirty jobs expert anymore. And I just started another dirty job company. Have a drain cleaning company, a franchise called Zoom Drain.
Oh.
So I love dirty jobs. My focus is doing things that other people don't want to do.
And it's so because you see when I meet you, you see this gorgeous lady, you know, and I love the name of the business because, you know, some
Zoom.
People do not, but you call this dirty.
Oh, dirty jobs.
Dirty jobs, you know, and you see it's supposed to be man doing tough guy doing these things, and now we have this gorgeous smart lady who has success story behind, write books about this and has so many TV shows all over the country. And I don't know if we can say about the one that happens or will happen in LA. Yes.
Well, fingers crossed. We don't want to jinx
okay.
that.
But okay, people, fingers crossed. We are here for a reason in LA, and we are keeping finger crossed for everything else. Also for Adi.
But it doesn't even matter. I am so happy to be here, and my message today is to encourage people to start their own business if they want to. It's not for everybody. But it just for the adventure. One of my other mentors said to set a goal to become a millionaire or start a business, not for the end result, but for what it will make of you to attempt it.
Yeah, the journey.
The journey. Right, and it's a lot of fun. I think your own business can be the best self-development program ever.
And
are we going to talk about distractions? So we don't have to.
We
have to. Okay.
We have to. And again, we don't want to sell.
Because I'm getting distracted.
And but people need to understand. We had no 10 minutes, and we just ate a light. The darkness took the dark hole took the 10 minutes of the greatest advices that we can learn from Ellen. But everybody needs to switch, of course, to the video channel. We'll be talking more and more. But the distraction, that's very, very important. Yeah, light distracted us, not really for a moment, but we have. A goal. We want to learn something, okay? And we have the first, second, and now third advice, distraction. We all getting distracted, and sometimes we like to get distracted to just avoid what's supposed to be done, or procrastination, I don't know, wrong reasoning. Do you think how to fight that? You wake up in the morning and I'm like so distracted already. Dog wants to go poo. I don't want to take it. I'm hungry. I'm not supposed to eat already. I'm supposed to go to whatever I'm supposed to. I don't. And I'm trying to get distracted by doing something else to not do what I'm supposed to do. I don't know. Tell me that. What to do? Oh, Jeremiah, help me.
Well, I'll let her tell you. But she has three really good tips.
Oh, give us.
Avoid the distraction.
Okay, number one.
Well, first we're going to define distraction.
Okay, what is distraction?
As anything that takes you away from what you want. Okay, so if you decide you want
Adi,
to do a movie.
Adi, what you decided right now? What you will do right now? Will something distract you before you achieve something, before you go to sleep? Yeah. Or you are just easygoing today?
Definitely.
Well, set something bigger. Put something on the horizon. What's something that you still want to do?
Tonight?
Farther.
Farther.
Within a year.
I want to produce my feature film.
Okay, so you put a point on the horizon.
Right.
Okay, now a distraction is anything that won't get you there. It doesn't mean you can't go over here or over here.
Around.
There may be some wormholes or shortcuts, but anything that takes you that direction is a distraction. The other direction
backwards.
Is a distraction. Mm-hmm. So you put, think about what you want and honor that. And then my first tip is that when something comes at you, Like someone runs into your space and starts barking about, yes, my sister, da 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 da. The first tip is to ask yourself,
why do I care?
Can I do anything about this?
Don't
is
bug
it
me?
Even in my power?
Wow.
Just is it even in my power?
And we try to be nice. We're listening and sometimes getting involved. That would be
right.
Me. The involvement. That's a bad thing.
Yeah, just
because so many people want to share what's
something
happening
from us
to them. That distracts you.
Oh, and then we're going to story top them, and then they're going to
can you help? This is another place when people ask me, can you help? And obviously, we all can help. We have no people who know people.
But can we help? Because a lot of times there's nothing we can do.
I got to listen from you.
Can you insist that your daughter has a baby?
I would love to. Come on, now! I don't want to be grandma now!
Right, no. If you can't do anything about it and you realize that, you save yourself so much time and energy. So I don't think Facebook or the phones or I don't think those are the real issues.
They're real distractions.
I think the real issues are when you are doing stuff that is a waste of your time because it can't impact anything.
Wow, I like that. Repeat this line. That's so because so many people and myself also and Jeremiah, I don't know because you are busy so much. Seems like you are doing too much almost in the last 2 months when you mentioned, which is great. But yeah, that's a very, very important line. Could you repeat the last distraction?
I'll say that something really like it. And it goes like, here's an example.
Yes.
For so much of my early married years, I tried to make my husband different.
You try to change him.
I tried to change
him. I learned after 25 years I was stupid.
You know what? My husband's just fine. He's weird. He's different, but he's fine.
Okay.
He's got
so
a cool
once
name.
You once you stop trying to change somebody else because you cannot do it, you free up so much time and energy. So my first tip is ask yourself, is there anything I can do about the situation? I'm going to just talk about it. I'm going to chat about it. That's a waste
Let
of time.
It go.
Big distraction. All right? Do you love that? You're adorable. Yeah. This one's hitting you, though.
No, that's hitting me personally.
Okay.
That's like, Dr. Ellen, could you like just, you know, just talk to me on the couch? Yeah, let's talk.
Get a couch.
But you are, couch will be here, uncomfortable chairs. No, but I know what you mean. We are trying to, not even husbands, we try to change so much things that doesn't really matter why we are getting involved so much and let it go, let it be, or just free your time. That's all, like, free your time and
take
do something
it like
else.
A duck.
Wow.
Take it like a duck. Water off a duck. So somebody comes and dumps on you, you just a keto move.
What about work? Jeremiah, can you do this in work? If somebody comes to you and is your boss or pays you a lot of money and you know he's wasting your time because you could do something better like show right now with us, but they want something from you, will you like, wee, I don't care?
Well, I'm getting very, very honest with my clients.
Yes.
So
okay.
I can push out the distractions. But we talked about this earlier today on the show and there are so many that come at me, so many distractions, mm-hmm. so much that comes at you. And if you can't filter and close it off or push it away or just ignore it, plainly ignore
just,
it.
Or just, we are afraid to communicate with people honestly.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes what you are saying, if we can learn how to tell somebody, not no, but just some way, I think I cannot. I would love to, but
it becomes
can.
Crippling to me personally if I get too much information that depresses me or too much information that's bad news. I don't want to hear it. I want to stay positive.
Yeah.
And so you definitely have to communicate.
Let me ask you, Adi. You look like someone who would just not respond.
Closer to microphone,
Adi. To something that you don't want to do or want to deal with. You look like someone who may not even say anything.
Well, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I say I can't. Sometimes I try, because it's not always black and white, And it's not always for sure until you actually try if you cannot help. So you try
you
to help and you see you cannot.
You can choose. Right. If you can do something, but there's so much that comes at us. As you start to become aware of it, so much that comes at
take
us
away.
That is not under our control.
True.
Yes.
True.
So true.
And
the problem
you could be empathetic. You could say, I hear you. I feel you. Right.
Well,
but you don't have to fix them because you cannot.
Yeah.
Well,
the
other thing, you have only 24 hours and everybody has 24 hours. And if you want to do certain things, you want to make sure that the people that you cannot help don't take away the hours that you need for something else that you can be
productive.
And
that's very important because you mentioned also that we're supposed to charge a little bit more for everything that we are giving into people's hands, whatever it is, sometimes even advice, which people like to take easily for free. Oh, can you tell me, or you, when you have a doctor in a room, you know what's going on. I have this pain, that pain, this, or whatever. We're always trying to get something for nothing, and people need to stop doing that.
Well, charge more than it costs means that some of your costs may be that you give away things.
Right.
You know, you're what, that's a mitzvah, right?
Right,
you get to do good deeds. But somebody pays. So ultimately, your customers are going to pay for your mitzvahs as well. But not everything has to have a price tag on it. The overall mix is to charge more than it costs, because
right,
then you're
right.
going to be able to manufacture your money.
Then how we move from, okay, now I free my time a little bit from people who bug me, and I love them, but I really, you're right, I'm giving too much of my time to do somebody else, maybe.
It's only too much if you start to feel it.
Yeah,
like
it takes
if,
away.
If
yeah.
what you want to be, if the point on the horizon is I want to be as happy as possible, and if what you're doing in this moment is making you happy, that is not a
That's
distraction.
Okay. Of course.
Facebook may be a great way. In fact, we talked about this with the adorable women on your show. Oh, they're so cute. And she met you on Facebook. And if your connection is aligned with what she wants, then Facebook was obviously not a distraction. It was
yeah.
a wormhole for her.
Yeah.
It got her there faster.
Right.
So if you ultimately you decide if it feels great, I trust that anything that makes me feel good, that satisfies what I want, is going to be of service to the people around us. It's when we start to be really needy and controlling
yeah.
that the energy goes down.
Yeah,
right. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
not a bad thing, is to decide. Because when you try and fix somebody, you are telling them you are not capable of doing this on your own. And it's a fine thing, because sometimes we do need to hear or love and support, and that is something we can do.
Right.
Right. But when it comes down to you trying to fix them, that is going to be a waste of your time, and it takes the power away from that other person.
Okay.
Okay,
let
the
them
first
go. No,
that was
I like
heavy.
That was really good, because now I could talk about parenting, I could talk about girlfriend, boyfriend, I could talk about anything. You know, that's all the power game or how much. Okay,
well,
next. Let's, yes.
And tip number two and number three, you'll have to go switch to the TV to listen to, right? To get
yes.
those tips.
Yeah, it's crazy. Time went very, very fast. We have only 2 minutes. But again, I don't want to say bye-bye, but will you be back, Ellen?
Oh, I would love to be back. I love Los Angeles, and we've had so much fun today. I'd love to repeat this day with all new topics. It'll be great.
Could you give us your website one more time?
Sure. EllenRohr.com, EllenRohr.com/Ilona.
Oh, that's perfect.
Beautiful. I-L-O-N-A. A gift for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Adi, your website. And I, of course, post. I have everything posted on my Accent On and Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe. Then every links are there. People can find all of us. But you tell us.
Well, I'm an actor, so I have everything. A website, adispector.com, is Adi Spector with a K, A-D-I-S-P-E-K-T-O-R. Then, obviously, Facebook, facebook.com/ Adi Spector Official. Then you have Twitter @ Adi Spector.
Your Adi name Spector is pretty official. Hard. It's very like you are a star already because of your
Thank
name.
You.
Then good name is very, very important.
So, yeah.
Then we can
it's
connect.
It's easy
with
to find
you.
Me.
Oh,
definitely.
That's good.
It's like you put my name on Google, I'm sure you find
he
a lot
is
of it.
He's there, and don't get scared, people, but he's also very, very good looking.
Oh,
when
you.
He has no beard, especially.
No.
Jeremiah, if people want to talk to you about restaurant, then again, your website.
HJL Restaurant Advisors. Higgins, Jones, Liebfried, restaurantadvisors.com. And you can find me on Facebook @ Facebook Jeremiah Higgins. And you can also find me on the Jeremiah Show, thejeremiahshow.com.
That's a cool title.
Thanks.
I like
yeah.
it. You know, it's just, okay, for right now, I will say I love you people and sorry for this shorter show, but we are okay. And maybe I will just close the show with some of my songs if I can find it. Okay, I like that. Easy come, easy go. That's my motto for life. Ilona Europa. Okay.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play.
Sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I try to understand you this time again. Anyway.
Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.